الشيخ والعلماء على الأشياء. أزال مباشر نمدت بالشبات والعلم
We learned on Shabbat. There's a law in Choshen Mishpat, Lamed Tet, that if a person goes to hire a worker, he's a daily worker. At the end of the day, he needs to pay him for his work at the end of that day, same day. And if he doesn't pay him, he is transgresses five lavin. Different transgressions, five different ones from one action of not paying. In chapter 7, if he hires a worker through a shaliach, through another individual, and the shaliach hires the worker on his behalf, and he doesn't pay him at the end of the day, so neither the shaliach or the balabai, the one who instructed him, is liable under any of those transgressions. This we learn. The whole Torah we received through a shaliach, through Moshe. And Hashem, therefore, is not obligated to pay us for our mitzvahs in this world. Not in this world. And he'll pay us back in the world to come. But Emunah, which we learn directly from Hashem, without a shaliach, so that he is obligated to pay us on the same day, meaning this world. We learned Emunah from Hashem himself. Therefore, Hashem needs to pay us immediately for the mitzvah of Emunah. This is the reason why.
Rabbi Akiva said, you should love your friend like you love yourself. It's the biggest rule in the Torah. So there is a question on that. The Gemara in Baba Metzia is saying, if two friends walking in the desert, one got a bottle of water and the second doesn't have, if both of them gonna drink, both of them gonna die. But if one of them gonna drink, he's gonna live and the second gonna die. What's the halacha? There is an argument over there. Rabbi Akiva, what's his psak over there? That both of them gonna die, and not that. No, Rabbi Akiva is saying that your brother should live with you. Your life are before of the life of your friend. One is saying that both of them are going to die. One of them, that it's Rabbi Akiva, is saying you should live. So it's a problem on Rabbi Akiva. In one place, Rabbi Akiva is saying you should love your friend like you love yourself. And in the second place, Rabbi Akiva is saying your life is before of the life of your friend. The Chatam Sofer is answering on that. You should love your friend like you love yourself. It's a big rule in the Torah. The Chatam Sofer is saying that when you learn Torah, half a day you need to learn and half a day you need to go and teach. Half of the day and half of the day, like yourself. What is written in physically, in the physical world, your life are before the life of your friend. Your life is before the life of your friend. You have only one dish, you need to eat it. Only one cup, drink it. Your life are before the life of your friend. But in the Holy Torah, the holy rule in the Holy Torah, the Chatam Sofer is saying, a person have to teach and to bring others. And if he's just learning for himself, he's not keeping that rule that Rabbi Akiva said. If a person just sits and learns and learns alone, he's breaking, violating the rule that Rabbi Akiva said. And he's explaining that that's the reason that the students of Rabbi Akiva died. What is written that they haven't honored each other, everyone wanted to be a genius and a learner. And he didn't want to sit and to teach the weak and to bring him closer to the Kedusha. Frightening, scary, that thing is. How the Chatam Sofer is explaining that topic. That the person have to know that you have to go and to bring Am Yisrael to do tshuva. If all of Am Yisrael would behave like that, long time ago the redemption would have happened already. I entered to a certain Bet Knesset, Breslev. I knocked on the table. I told them, you all learners and genius more than I. Why are you not going to bring Am Yisrael closer to the Kedusha? Why are you not going out? What? If all of the people of Am Yisrael would do that, everyone would go to Am Yisrael, dedicate half of the time to Am Yisrael. Long time ago the redemption would already happen. Long time ago, especially now when Am Yisrael are thirsty and they are accepting, and even inside the yeshiva. So thank you, Hashem gave you the ability to learn, to progress in your learning. Sit and learn with the weak ones. Dedicate time every day to learn with the weak. If not, you're not keeping. It's a big rule in the Torah. Rule in the Torah. Learn with the weak ones. Go to the supervisor, tell him, give me someone. I want to give 2 hours of my life. 2 hours. Give me someone to sit, to learn with him. Not a lot of hours, but two. 2 hours I'm going to sit with a weak person. I'm going to bring another one to the Kedusha. There are Abrechim here that they are in a danger every second to fly away from the yeshiva, and also guys that are not married because they haven't entered into the limud. They're not learning like they should. If you're going to take one like that, going to bring him into the learning, you helped him to do tshuva. You brought him back to life because now he's going to stay in the yeshiva. You saved his life. You. Our Rabbi Rabbi Ovadia Yosef talked about it a lot of times. We had a Mary to hear it. He was talking about that. Rav Barzila is snitching on what that Rav Ovadia Yosef was telling to Rav Shalom, on the fact that he is going and teaching until 2 and 3 a.m. Don't lose, don't don't think that it doesn't count whether you waste your hours until 2 and 3 a.m. So Rav Shalom is saying, it is kindness, it is chesed to go and to dedicate from your time. That avrech, that guy that needs your help, open your eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to testify on me that in the beginning, when I was starting to do tshuva, 1 month, 2 months that I was, first 2 months that I was in yeshiva, I would see someone that is a little bit weak, I would sit with him. I just knew a little bit. 1 month, 2 months, I was a rookie. But I was opening my eyes and I would see once in a while the chief rabbi, he wouldn't accept people that haven't finished bagrut, the test of school. But once in a while I saw someone tries to enter to the yeshiva. So if they wouldn't accept him, Rav Shalom would go to the chief rabbi and would tell him, no, he was with me in the army, we were together, he's a good friend of mine, we were together, please let him stay. And I would tell him, come, please rabbi, he was my friend, I will sit with him, I'm testifying on him, he's a good person. A lot of Jews already in the beginning of my path of tshuva, before I knew how to learn, I was 1 month, 2-3 months in the yeshiva. What a person knows after 2 months? Barely he knows how to learn. But when you want to help another Jew, that another Jew can have that merit to do tshuva, to be a Talmid Chacham, another Jew can have the merit to serve Hashem, every Jew, another Jew can believe in Hashem. Think about it. And then the Holy Gemara is telling on Rabbi Preda. He had long life, 400 years, because he taught in Mesirut Nefesh with all of his powers, that student. That he had that, I say, manganon. He couldn't learn, cannot. 399 times he's learning, he cannot learn. Only in 400 times, this is how Hashem made him. Only in the 400th time, he catch. Rabbi Preda was sitting and teaching him in Mesirut Nefesh, a holy Tana, Rabbi Preda. He had that merit that he learned 400 years, and all of the people from his generation lived for the world to come, eternal life. If you bring one soul closer to Hashem, it counts such a huge reward that he gave him, that all of the generation lived. He got eternal life as a reward. The Arizal came that he came to this world only for one reason, to fix the soul of Rabbi Chaim Vital, one soul. So for sure that it happened by him that he fixed more and more souls. But the reason was to save one soul, the soul of Rabbi Chaim Vital. That issue, Rabbi Sar Shalom Mibel, his merit is going to protect us all. Amen. He said that by love between the friends you can cancel all judgments. Kamocha is the numeral value of the word Elohim. You change the judgments and make them into kindness. V'avta l'racha kamocha. It cancels the kamocha. It cancels the numeral, the Elohim, the midah of judgment. And over there, in the end of that verse, it's written Ani Hashem, means mercy. I am mercy. You bring the judgments, the midah of kamocha of judgments, you make it to be Hashem. It's a hint to strengthen that topic of how much it's important to think on the other, to talk to the other. So everyone needs to strengthen himself on that distribution. Must. Even if you cannot go every day, once a week you have to go. You have to go to give classes, to teach. You can teach. Don't think to yourself, you're just afraid. Go with your friends. Start with few friends, a small group, once a week. Sit and learn with them. Get stronger with them, learn with them. You don't know how it's going to develop. Every small thing, you don't know where it's going to lead. You do what you need to do. Bring them closer. Talk. Go to this tribune. Once a week even. Even more so. If will I hear that word kamocha, half. The Chatam Sofer said half of your time. Those are the days that we are. In those days, Rabbi Shimon, he fixed those days, that midah. Because he said, our issue is love between the friends. And they fixed it all. Cancelled all judgments. This is why the Hilula, in the only Hilula, your side, that it's written in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have halachot that are connected to Lag BaOmer. Canceling so many judgments in that day. 1 million people almost in all of the world lighting bonfires to the holy soul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If we mentioned him, it's really to know how important it is to go to Miron and to talk over there also. There's the way that is guard and men only. You can go in that way and you can guard your eyes from the side. You don't have to reach the tzion. You don't have to come to the grave. The main thing is that you see the building, it counts like you've been in the tzion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In every place that you found yourself standing in, it's enough. Don't have to push and to main thing not to push no Jew, not to scream, not to make no Jew feel sorry, sorrow. To achieve salvation in that day. Very holy day, very high day, that you can achieve huge salvation in that day. Also by prayers and only also by happiness. What we say inside you feel like Yom Kippur and outside you feel like poor. We're trying to make the to light our bonfire over there also. We'll try to do that. Strengthen ourselves to achieve that. To come on that thing that we spoke about. That on the faith Hashem is paying cash the same day. We should know that when a person comes to this world to stand in tests, and the main one is the test of the faith, to be strong in faith, to be strong in faith, not once and not twice. I'm talking to people that they have troubles, horrible troubles, and I'm saying to them, you want to be right, so you're right, you have troubles, but if you want the truth, there is no bad in the world at all, and it's all for the good. And give a big smile and say thank you. From the hardest place of them all, you need to serve Hashem. But you need to remember that, not to drop the faith for a moment. Just only on the faith you receive your reward on the spot. Hashem is paying on the faith. A man is holding his faith, he's got that merit to achieve a reward on the spot. You should know. Something that I spoke about also already in Shabbos, but I have to say it again, that everyone and one is going to know. Also today, I met some person. He told me, I said thank you, and I've been saved. And I haven't been saved, and I cannot believe in nothing anymore. Today he came to me. And also in Shabbos, a certain Avrech asked me. He brought a certain Jew, and he. That person didn't get married yet, and he taught him to say, to do 1 hour, it would do to do 6 hours, and not to say thank you, and nothing worked for him. So he gave up. He said, "I want to drop everything." So what you say to a person like that? That's the point that we should understand. What we learned from the Shvat Emet. You don't need to pray for the salvation. You need to pray to receive the exile with love. It means the faith. It means to believe. Hashem wants me to serve Him from the darkness. I need to believe in that. It's perfect. It's the best thing for me. Hashem wants me to serve Him. When I'm in the exile, I need to work on that to be happy during the exile. The prayer is not to be to have your wife, to find your mate. You need to be happy that you don't have to pray on the faith. On the faith you receive the payment in cash. When you're going to achieve the faith, you're going to understand that whatever you're going through is the best. When you're going to come to that faith, you're going to receive the reward in cash. When you're going to come to that faith, they're going to pay you in cash, on the faith, on everything, to hold in faith. Pray, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the power to believe in what you do, to accept whatever you do. Because the person is saying thank you to, because he wants to get married, he's doing it out of stress. He wants his gula. He doesn't believe, so he cannot receive nothing. This is why he's falling. He didn't fall. He fell before he fell already. He was down. He fell before he fell now. Because he wants to achieve something. He's not serving Hashem. He wants. He knows. Now he sees that Bo'ra Olam can give him. So he's saying, okay, I'm ready to do whatever. So just give me what that I need. Give me faith. The person needs to know that faith. You need to pray on faith. A lot. All of the time to pray on faith. This is why a person should pray, not on the redemption. Not need to pray that Am Yisrael is going to have the merit to receive the salvation. Just that Am Yisrael is going to receive faith, to accept the exile with faith, that they're going to believe that this is what Hashem wants from us, that we're going to serve Him like that. It's perfect. And everyone got his lacking. Doesn't need to pray that you won't have that lacking. Accept. That's my test. That's my Yetzirah. I need to accept that Yetzirah. To accept that test. That's your will, Hashem, that's going to serve you like that. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Whatever you do with me, it's the best. This is what it means to pray on faith, to pray on the faith, to pray to receive whatever Hashem gives. That's the private supervision. That's the rule. Exactly today, it's the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe Mikomarna today. So he's writing in his explanation that a person needs to bless on everything with joy, on all of the bad that he's got, with a huge happiness. And from there, the Magen Avraham is saying that psak, that if a person is not saying those blessings with happiness, so the Magen Avraham is saying that that person is very, very far from all faith. Need to bless on everything with faith, with happiness, that it's all for the good. Everything is for the good. Everything. I told you that when you want what Hashem is doing, you want whatever Hashem wants, so then Hashem is going to do what that you want. Your job is to want what is Hashem wants, to be happy. This is how that you want. Thank you. I don't care. You want me to be bachelor? Thank you that I'm bachelor. It's the best for me. Whatever you do, it's the best for me. You want me to be sick? Thank you that I'm sick. Whatever you want, what is Hashem is doing, and then Hashem going to do what that you want. When you cancel yourself to Him and accept, leave the faith, then Hashem is paying in cash on the faith. On the faith he's receiving, you paying, he's paying cash. Pray on the faith. Pray on the faith. A person needs to put all of his effort to pray on faith all of the time. All of the time. To ask Hashem, give me faith, have mercy on me, give me wisdom. Give me the wisdom to know you, to recognize you. All of the time to pray on faith, to ask from Hashem on faith, all of the time, ask for faith. So we are. I was very, very happy to hear. A person has to say thank you on the bad things that happens to him with a complete soul, with a wishing soul. that you're going to do it with happiness. Because the bad things that happen to people that try to attach themselves to Hashem is a good thing for them, because they're accepting what that Hashem is doing with them. So actually, by accepting it, they're serving Hashem Yitbarach in a better way. So for them, it's happiness to serve Hashem. So then again, Abraham is writing. On all of the blessings. I heard from Rabbi Yeshaya Pinto that he said that every person has to believe that it's all for the good, so he brings what is written, that Hashem is Elohim. Of course that Hashem is right. You need to know that Hashem, He is Elohim, Hashem that is mercy. He is judgment also. That verse is important, but you have halakha. There is halakha. A person needs to be used to say, like we said now, that halakha. The verses are very important. So this is why we need to strengthen ourselves very much, to hold in faith. To hold in faith. And I heard now, I was very happy. I received the word Kolel, the normal value of the word Elohim is Kolel is Elohim. So you need to bring closer the far people in the Kolel, and then you cancel the Elohim and you bring the kindness. People are asking if there's a kid that is a little bit spoiled, a little bit far from Kedusha, what to do? So I'm telling you, a father and a mother that loves their child there are things that you need to do. It's time to do for Hashem. You need to violate rules of Torah. What you need to do? I saw one avrech in the yeshiva that his kid start to go far from Kedusha. He took his wife to Dan Ben Yaakov. They done 6 hours. He done 3 times 6 hours, and his kid done tshuva, came back. He didn't drop it. Just again and again, Hashem, please have mercy on my child. Hashem, do you have mercy on my child? There is no answer to that question. What are you going to do? Kick him out from the house? Leave him in the house? Going to ruin the other kids? What are you going to do? It's time to do for Hashem. That Avrech dropped everything else that he done. He didn't care about the call, he didn't care about nothing. He just went and done 6 hours and another 6 and another 6. Only on his child. Until he saw that his kid done tshuva. There are no, don't look for solutions. There are no solutions. What are you going to do? You're going to leave him in the house? Hashem going to save him. You're going to drop him, you're going to kick him out from the house. Hashem going to help even more. Your kid, you're going to kick him out. You're going to hit him. That's for sure not going to help. How Rabbeinu said with the horse. Rabbeinu is bringing the tail with the horse. You cannot. The horse will become tired, so you start punching him. In the beginning, it hurt him in the hands. to the rider that he hit his horse. So he said, what I'm going to do? He took a stick and started to kick, to hit him with that stick. So he tied him he started to run away. So he tied him to a tree. So he started to kick him and to hit him. And the horse is fighting. And so the only solution is to shoot him. Take a gun and shoot him in his head. And this is it, kill him. Solve the solution. What are you going to do? Can you hit him? It's not going to help. We that know that advice of prayer, it's stupidity not to walk through that path of that advice. Wish that the person going to pay attention before that something is happening, before it came to a bad situation. Go and beg and pray long hours. There is no other solution. Can you do something against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Only to beg. You cannot live with a test like this. You cannot live with a test like that. You cannot. Chazal said that it's worse than the war of Gog Umagog. How can you stand in a test like that? What are you going to do? What can you do? So that father that is asking, drop everything and go and stand and beg, have mercy on my child, have mercy on my child, give him faith, heal him, give him faith, heal his soul, heal his spirit. Someone is asking if a person wants to lengthen prayers, can he add, like that it's written in the Shulchan Aruch, that he can add parts that are going to be on the same topic, like the bracha? This is what I learned, that the blessings, the words that have been written by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah in the brachot, there are a lot of secrets about it, and it's a big thing, so it's better not to change them, not to add words during the Shmona Esrei. Someone is asking, why do I need to ask that Mashiach is going to come? If really we're going to wake up to bring Am Yisrael to the Tshuva, so Mashiach is going to wait. And he's happy to wait, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to wait, that another person is going to do Tshuva. Really, really. But if not, and people are sleeping their lives, and everyone wants just to be a genius and a learner and righteous, and he doesn't care about Am Yisrael. Everyone here have to go to Am Yisrael to go out in Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh. You come at 2 a.m. To the house. Come to the class of Rabbi Yoshua Kohen. I'm falling asleep. I'm embarrassed. Every class I'm doing tshuva on the fact that I'm falling asleep. My life are upside down. To come back at 2 at 3 a.m. upside down. Totally upside down my life. But what can you do? You see that you go and talk to people and people are doing tshuva. So it's a fact, you see people are doing tshuva. So everyone have to do that Mesirut Nefesh, also you. You have to do that Mesirut Nefesh. Our Rabbi, Mashgiach, the supervisor, Rabbi Naftali, gave us a huge kiddush. A person, why is greater than his friend? Because he worked with his friend, because of his friend. But why he's big? Because he's mimeno, because he's busy with himself. If you work with your friends, so you're getting greater and greater. But if you're working on yourself, so your yetzer is bigger and bigger. It's from Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mivilna, that chiddush. Kol HaGadol Mechavero, Vitzro Gadol Mimeno. They're asking here, sometimes in Asafasha, they have hard tests in Shmirat HaEinayim, guarding your eyes, trust me, I had a lot of sorrow with my eyes when I was doing Afatzot. But, I fight. I made half an hour, and I was fighting, and here I failed, and here I felt sorrow. What can you do? Very easy to go to distribute, it's not easy. I went to give classes. Coming to you to talk to you, talking to your people and women, a lot of sorrow I had. But what? I couldn't stop. So I could check myself and to say, no, I'd rather to be righteous, to be a learner, to be a genius and holy and pure. But what's going to be with all of Am Yisrael? What's going to be with all of Am Yisrael? If Hashem wouldn't give me that Mesirut Nefesh to go and to go out to Am Yisrael. I haven't given up to myself and I said, no, it's allowed to me to open my eyes in the Afatza. No. I always knew. You're not allowed to sin that your friend is going to have the marriage to the Shuvah. For sure, I knew that it's not allowed to sin. And not always I was standing in the tests. I just tried all of the time to manage. I had my tests. You think that I was an angel? I'm not an angel. But I tried. And I would say, Borei Olam, yesterday I went to do Afatza and I had that test and it was hard. Please, Borei Olam, give me the powers, help me that I'm going to go to do Afatza. Help me. And when I achieved that understanding to do half an hour, when I achieved that, so things become to be a lot easier. When I was praying a little bit here, a little bit there, so the situation was very hard. Until I achieved that understanding, that light of the half an hour. So what? What can you do? That is halakha. Is it true that if a person saw a woman drown in the sea and is saying, no, she can die, I'm not saving her, he's a fool. People are drowning in the sea of Epicurus. People are drowning in the sea of Kfirot, in the sea of lust. You see people, when you give him something, you see he wakes up. You give him life. It's a fact. You cannot argue with facts. So for sure you pay. You think, no, Hashem going to say, no, you're going to be punished on it. No, we're talking about a person that is not going to look to see bad things. We're talking to a person that wants to be mekarev. So you do your half an hour, and whatever going to happen, going to happen. Hashem will not going to come with complaints to us, I'm going to bring your children, what can I do? I cannot say, no, I'm guarding my eyes, I cannot go. I'm guarding my eyes, I want to sleep and to wake up chatzot, I want to learn all day long. To do it bodedut all day long. What going to be with Am Yisrael? What's going to be with Am Yisrael? We know, we can see a huge light in Am Yisrael. Kindness of Hashem. You cannot deny that reality. You cannot. You see the reality. People are getting stronger. People are progressing. You cannot deny. Everyone needs to have Mesirut Nefesh on distribution. But to do the half an hour. Half an hour you beg, Borei Olam, cancel that last for me. Give me the powers. Let me guard my eyes. Have mercy on me. Give me the power. Take me out from the power of imagination. Help me. Half an hour, like I wrote in the book Berit Shalom. Get strong. After it, you go. Whatever you're going to go through, going to go through. What do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you? I done my half an hour. From my side, I could stay in the Yeshiva Hashem. But I'm obligated to go out to Am Yisrael. We have to go. So also that, for sure, that a person should pray on it, but to do what it is able to do. Someone is asking, he is guarding his eyes, and his friend is not guarding his eyes. Go with him and talk to him slowly, slowly about that. Do your half an hour, do pray for it, don't be stupid. It's all just imagination, it's just power of imagination. It burns the soul of the person. Give him power slowly, slowly. You're his friend, right? So help your friend to do tshuva. I wanted to tell you something. A book that is the best book to strengthen the family is Garden of Faith. Yesterday someone told me, asked me to call a certain woman, that a certain wife, that her husband died. He was a supervisor of kashrut in baking matzot, and he died in the factory, and she was totally broken. She didn't want to live anymore. From heaven they gave her the merit to see garden, the book Garden of Faith, and she started to get stronger, and she asked to talk to me. So I talked to her, I told her, my daughter, get stronger, the faith will never gonna change, just be strong in faith, you need to believe it's all from Hashem, that's your tikkun, the faith. She read the book so I could talk to her about faith. There is no bad in the world, Hashem is all good. We don't understand. If you see that there are stories, the biggest righteous people, you see Rabbi Yochanan, he lost 10 children, Rabbi Meir, 2 children died to him, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, all of his boys, 2 boys died to him. He left with only his daughters. Righteous people like those, we cannot understand what Hashem is doing. So they lost the faith. Rabbi Nachman Breslev and Rabbi Meir Balanes, they become to be Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Meir because they were holding the faith. You think that the righteous people, you think that tzaddikim, they don't have yetzer hara, so he's tzaddik if he is got yetzer hara, if he's got down, if he's got falling, if he's going through sin, he is righteous, and if he's falling to sins, he is righteous, because he is working, getting stronger and working hard, he is righteous. If you would talk on a person that doesn't have yetzer hara, that he's an angel, it's not a righteous man. It's only imagination. It's not righteous. It's not righteous. That when it's written 7 times the righteous man gonna fall, it means thousands of times, not 7. The real meaning of that verse means thousands. That he's got a big yetzer hara and he's working hard. I hear that a lot of people are sitting and learning like they should, and Avrachim are coming and telling me that they're learning. People are learning here, and they're learning the Holy Gemara. We need to get those classes stronger. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nuriel, all of the classes that people are sitting and learning, and also the guys, and our Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshua Cohen, is strengthening all of us. And also in the afternoon, asking our Rabbi, Rabbi Naftali, thank you, thanking Hashem that he feels the people. So he says to a people, you can learn and you can go to that class, listen to him, follow what it is doing, what he's telling you to do. If there are people that it's there are people that with small effort can achieve more and more, and try to listen to Rabbi Naftali, not to be stubborn. Listen to what it is, how that he is guiding you. Don't be stupid. Don't lose Don't drop that opportunity to learn another Masechet, especially if you learn also at the noontime. Sit and learn. Don't make the Kollel weaker. You need to get it stronger and stronger. A lot of people, also in the afternoon, Avrechim and guys, get stronger and stronger. Go and consult the Rabbi Naftali. He can tell you. Go. He can tell you. Put more effort, a little bit. You're able to. Everyone needs to learn halakha. The test on halakha, it's a reward. Surprise. Everyone needs to know halakha. So the fact you have tests on it, it forces you to sit and learn. Don't drop the good things that there are in the yeshiva. It's halakha. Every halakha that you're going to know, not to lose. And also that thing. Thank you, Hashem, that people are learning and getting tests, taking tests. Rabbi Nuriel told me wonderful things on what that his students achieved in the last 6 months. How many pages? 78 pages. I enjoyed it so much. Thanking Hashem. Those are treasures. We're asking everyone to get stronger in learning Torah and also to bring people closer to Hashem. Everyone needs to say to the supervisor, give me someone to help him, someone weak, let me help him. You will see some guys ask the Mashgiach if you can help them. If you can do a favor, something good to that person, he's building you. You're saving him and he's building you. One of the reasons that I haven't become to be a Talmid Chacham, I stayed in my level in first grade always. I'm not progressing, never. I'm always staying in first grade. I'm asking everyone. That's one of the things why there was anger, judgments on the students of Rabbi Akiva. Because they said to the students, learn from your rabbi. If you wouldn't have an example to learn from your rabbi, so okay, no complaint on you. But you saw Rabbi Akiva, how he is all Mesirut Nefesh. He stood those 24,000 students. He sat and he taught them, and he talked to them, and he sat with them. How he got those 24,000 students? Because he sat and taught them. He sat with that one and with that one. He was talking with that and wrote with that. So I'm asking each and every one of you, take the weak people. 1 hour a day. Even 1 hour. Everyone's gonna give 1 hour. You're gonna save Avrechim. You're gonna save lives of Avrechim. There are guys here that need the help. That needs people to sit with them. You see a person that he's shy, that he's not asking for help. Save him, save his life, go to him. You approach, you're gonna go, you're gonna talk with him. Certain person, Shimon. There are people that need to go and to talk to him. Rabbi Akiva started to learn when he was 40. Sit and learn with him. You know how much you're going to help him. Thank you, Hashem and Barach Hashem.
Thank you.